各位弟兄姐妹，各位朋友，平安。
Peace to your brothers and sisters and friends.
今天我想要分享的题目是：天国里谁是最大的？或者说，在神的国度里，谁是最大的？
So the topic of today of my sharing is who is the greatest in the heavenly kingdom?
最近呢，很多大学开始陆陆续续的开学了。
So recently, the colleges have started to open up.
大学的4年生活对我们来讲都很重要。
The 4 years in college is very important to us.
4年以后呢，有些人会以最优秀的成绩全 A 来毕业。
Some will graduate with honors after 4 years.
有些人成绩良好，有些人呢是勉勉强强的及格。
While others will be doing okay, and yet there are others who will may not be doing so well.
还有的人呢，成绩太差，以至于呢没有办法毕业。
And then there are others who, because their grades are so poor that they cannot graduate.
与这个类似，
Similarly,
虽然我们没有进北大清华的大门，
although we didn't get into Tsinghua the door.
但是我们却靠着神的恩典，进了神救恩的门，进了天国的门。
But by the grace of God, we have entered through the gates of heaven.
当主耶稣荣耀显现的时候，当天国降临在地上的时候，
When God's glory is manifested, when His kingdom comes,
我们在地上的生活就结束了，就是我们等候主的奖赏的时间。
our life on earth, at that point will have ended, and is a time waiting for our reward.
保罗有一句话，他说：“我要忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。”
And Paul said this, that he said, I will run straight toward the goal.
为要得着神从上面招我来要得的奖赏，
Which is God's call through Jesus Christ, to the life above.
因为圣经告诉我们，
Because the Bible tells us.
信徒复活之后，有些人要得大的奖赏，要得生命的冠冕。
After life, some will receive a great price and great reward.
有些人不过是仅仅得救。
But some will just be merely saved.
有的人是大的，有的人是小的。
Some will be great, some will be small.
有些弟兄姐妹有一种心态，
Some brothers and sisters feels this way.
就是说我已经得救了，将来在天国里面，哪怕是看门扫地、刨腿打酱油，我都心满意足了。
Some may feel that I have already been saved, so no matter whether I'm a janitor, whether I'm looking after the gates, or no matter what I possibly may be doing in heaven, that would be enough for me.
还有另外一些弟兄姐妹，
And there are others, brothers and sisters.
信了主之后，生命没有真实的改变。
That after they come trusted in the Lord, their life hasn't really changed much.
把世俗的观念和手段带到教会来。
And they brought with them the things of the world and their ways of the world into the church.
像世界上的人一样，争胜好斗，要出人头地。
And just like others in the world, that they want to be tall and they want to be noticed.
在神的家里面引起混乱、纷争和分裂。
And that they cause division in the house of God.
使教会失去了当有的见证。
And cause the church to lose its testimony.
所以今天我有这样的负担来分享“天国里谁是最大的”这个题目。
So today I have the burden to share with you who is the greatest in heaven.
盼望神给我们恩典。
I hope God is gracious to us.
盼望圣灵开启我们心里的眼睛，
And may the Holy Spirit open the eyes in our heart.
让我们知道在神的眼里谁是大，谁是小。
So that we can see who is great and who is small in the eyes of God.
这个大和小是怎样决定的？
And who determines what is great and what is small?
我今天准备的内容好像比较多。
I think I've prepared a lot of information in the message today.
所以，如果我不小心讲到一点的话，Daniel 你就比较辛苦了。
So if by accident, if I speak all the way till 1 o'clock, then Daniel, you may be a little bit struggling.
今天我要分享的经文是马太福音18章的第一节到第四节。
So the passage is Matthew chapter 18 verses 1 through 4.
能看到吗？
Can you see?
Daniel, can you see?
可以看到。
Yes, I can.
可以看到。
好，我念一节， Daniel 你念一节哈。当时门徒近前来问耶稣说，天国里谁是最大？
In that hour came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?
耶稣便叫一个小孩子来，使他站在他们当中。
And he called to him a little child and set him in the midst of them.
说，我实在告诉你们，你们若不回转，变成小孩子的样式，断不得进天国。
And said, Verily I say unto you, except you turn and become little children, you shall in no wise enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以，凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
这段经文的背景是耶稣带着门徒一同去耶路撒冷。
The background of this passage is that Jesus was leading the disciples to Jerusalem.
耶稣在路上明确告诉他们说，他要被人出卖，被交给外邦人，被人耻笑、鞭打和唾弃。
And so Jesus clearly told the disciples that he will be betrayed, he will be tortured, he will be abused, and he will be split upon, and he will be sold in the hands of the Gentiles.
他要被钉死在十字架上，第三天要从死里复活。
He will be crucified upon the cross, resurrecting on the third day.
他在前面走，他一步一步走向耶路撒冷，走向哥哥他，走向十字架。
He walked step by step towards Jerusalem, towards Golgotha, towards the cross.
爱我们的主，他为此而生，为此来到这个世界。
Our Lord, in such a way, he came to this earth and came into this world.
他走向耶路撒冷，他一路上十字架都在我们主心里面占据的最重要的位置。
So in his entire walk and his life, the cross was the most important thing in his heart.
门徒虽然和他一起行走，但是他们的心思却不一样。
The disciples, although they walk with Jesus, but their heart is on something else, is different.
他们最关心的是将来在天国里的地位和排名。
What they consider most is their ranking in heaven in the future.
越接近耶路撒冷，他们越惦记这个事，为此他们在路上争吵。
And as they draw closer to Jerusalem, they started to argue about this.
于是他们来见主，希望主给他们一个答案。
So they came to the Lord and hoping for an answer.
他们问主说，在天国里谁是最大？
And so they asked Jesus, in the heavenly kingdom, who is the greatest?
像以往很多次一样，主的回应完全出乎他们的意料。
And just as many times in the past, the answer of the Lord surprised them.
他叫一个孩子来，让小孩子站在门徒中间，然后对他们说，所以凡自己谦卑像这小孩子的，他在天国里就是最大的。
So he led a child into their midst and answered them in such a way, Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
做父母的都知道，小孩子有许多让人特别喜爱的地方。
So as parents, all parents know that children, there are many places and many things about them that really pleases.
这些小孩子的特点也是神所喜悦的。
And these are the characteristics that also God takes delight in.
比如说小小的小孩，他们最懂得享受安息。
And when you look at the smallest child, they really enjoy peace and rest.
只要父母把他们抱在怀里，他们就有平安。
As long as the parents will cradle them in their arms, they will have peace.
小孩也不懂得忧虑。
And little children also do not worry.
有人养了一只猫，后来这只猫得了病，掉了很多的毛。
So someone had a cat, and because the cat was ill, it shed a lot of fur.
猫的主人就带着猫去看医生， 那兽医诊断之后告诉他说，你的猫得了忧郁症。
And so when the person took the cat to the veterinarian, the diagnosis was that your cat has depression.
连动物都会得忧郁症。
Even an animal, a pet, can get depression.
但是谁听说过几个月的小孩得忧郁症？
But who has ever heard of a child who, several months old having depression?
小孩他们从来不会为明天忧虑。
They will never worry about tomorrow.
不会为微信要被封了焦急。
They won't worry about that WeChat will be shut down.
不会为将来上什么大学，不会为公司能不能上市而忧虑。
They won't worry about which college they're going to, or whether or not their company will go through IPO.
他们更不会为国家的前途啊、命运这些担忧。
Nor will they worry about this nation or the country, the direction it's going.
但这些还不是全部。
But this is not the complete picture.
小孩子还有另外一个宝贵的特点，就是谦卑。
There's a most precious characteristic of little children is that they are humble.
在这段经文里面，主说，那谦卑像小孩子的，他在天国里是最大的。
And here our Lord says that whosoever therefore shall humble himself as the little child is the greatest in the kingdom.
一个人在天国里的地位是根据他谦卑的程度来决定的。
And a person standing in the kingdom of heaven is based on the measure of his humility.
越谦卑的人在天国里面越大。
The more humble he is, the greater he is.
越骄傲的人越小。
The more prideful he is, the smaller he is.
主耶稣最突出的一个品格就是他的谦卑。
And our Lord Jesus, the most distinguished characteristic is his humility.
谦卑是我们每一个人在基督学校里的必修课。
It is a lesson that every one of us in the Christian university must learn.
有一位姐妹甚至连她的微信名都叫低调低调再低调。
So even there's a sister whose name on the WeChat was to say humble or humility to humble and humble and humble.
但是必须承认，谦卑是我们最难学习的功课。
But we must admit that humility is the most difficult lesson we have to learn.
主耶稣的门徒他们为什么争吵？
So why did the disciples argue with one another?
神的教会为什么不能保守合而为一的心？
Why can't the church not maintain its unity?
很大一个原因就是我们的生命不能像主耶稣那样柔和谦卑。
And it is because that our life is not as gentle and as humble as the life of our Lord.
骄傲使神的家四分五裂。
Pride causes the house of God to be divided.
使神的儿女分门别类，相咬相吞。
And causes the children of God to be in groups and to.
骄傲、嫉妒、竞争和论断是罪生出的四胞胎。
The four things that are pride, division, and jealousy
and judgment
are the four.
骄傲使我们自高自大，是教会和基督身体上的癌细胞。
And pride is like a cancerous cell on the body of Christ.
不知道大家考一考大家，认不认识旧约当中这四个人物？
I don't know if you recognize these four individuals from the Old Testament.
左边这个呢是参孙。
The left is Samson.
第二个呢是犹大王乌西亚。
The second is Uzziah.
第三个也是犹大王西西家。
And the third is also a king, is Hezekiah.
第四个呢是大卫的儿子亚沙龙。
And the last is the son of David, Absalom.
考一考大家，这四个人，他们有什么相同之处？
Let me test everyone here. What is the most common among the four?
我们知道参孙是以色列人的 Superman.
We know that Samson was a Superman of the Israelites.
他是一个力大无穷的士师，他凭着一个人就能够把非利士人打得落花流水。
He was a judge with tremendous strength, and by himself he was able to destroy the Philistines.
但是因为骄傲，被非利士人活捉，挖掉了双眼。
But because of his pride, he was taken captive and his eyes plucked out.
第二位，乌西亚。
The second is Uzziah.
历代志下用26章，整整一章来记载他的故事。
In Second Chronicles, the entire chapter 26 is dedicated to his story.
他16岁，这么年轻的时候接续他父亲做王，却将国家治理得整整有条，而且强大昌盛。
So in his 16th, he took over the country from his father, and he ruled over the people well.
从所罗门之后，耶路撒冷从来没有那样的兴盛过。
And after Solomon, Jerusalem has never been revived in such a way.
但是因为骄傲，神让他长了大麻风，他的结局十分的悲惨。
And because of pride, God caused him to be stricken with leprosy, and his end was terrible.
那西西家王的故事我们大家都很熟悉。
And we know the story of King Hezekiah.
他病得快要死了，流泪向神祷告。
When he was sick to the point of death, he wept before God and prayed.
神就给他一个兆头，而且医治了他的病。增加了他15年的寿命。
And God healed him and also increased his life by 15 years.
但是他就骄傲了。
But he became prideful.
当远道而来的巴比伦的使者来慰问他的时候。
And when the people from the nation of Babylon, when they came to visit,
他就把国库里的金子、银子、各样的宝物和兵库里的武器都拿出来炫耀。
And when this messenger came from King the Babylon king, he showed them all the treasures and all the gold and the silvers that is in his treasury.
神借着先知向他宣告说，凡给巴比伦使者看到的，将来都要被掳到巴比伦去。
And so through the prophet, he was told that all that the messenger of Babylon, king of the Babylon, has seen.That will all that he has seen will be taken captive and taken to Babylon.
所以这些曾经被神大大使用的人，却着因着骄傲，他们都失败。
All these people, they were greatly used by God, but because of their pride, they failed.
最后一位就是大卫的儿子亚沙龙。
And the last is the son of David, Absalom.
这次瘟疫让很多人，让很多过去哈只留短发的人，也留起了。长发很飘逸，很像有艺术家的气质。
So during this pandemic, even those who usually have very short haircuts started to let their hair grow and sort of take on this very artistic form.
其实他们留长发不是是因为这个现在剪发不方便。
So they keep their hair long because it's not convenient to get a haircut.
这让我想起。亚沙龙。
So this reminds me of Absalom.
这亚沙龙他的头发又黑又密。
So Absalom, his hair was dark and thick.
他也特别爱惜他的头发，所以他一年只剪一次头发，他头发就很长。
So he loved his hair, and he only cut it. Therefore, he only cut his hair once a year.
这样的这么好的头发。大家羡慕羡慕，反正我是非常的羡慕。
Do you admire this kind of hair? So I certainly do.
那亚沙龙呢？不仅他的头发好，而且他长得是一表人才，是标准的高富帅。
And so not only was his hair beautiful, but he was also tall and handsome.
他的父亲大卫非常的喜爱他。
And his father David loved him.
他也深得广大民众的喜爱。
And he was also beloved of the people.
结果他骄傲自大，起来造反。
But because his pride, he rose up to revolt against his father.
他篡夺了他父亲大卫的王位，自己住进了王宫，坐在不属于他的王位上。
He took he took the crown from David and went into the palace and took upon the throne. That did not belong to him.
后来他战败了。And
eventually he was beaten. He lost in battle.
他骑着骡子跑进了一片橡树林。And
he was riding on an ass and escaped into a forest.
结果因为他的头发太长太密。 被橡树枝挂在树上。So
because his hair was so thick, he was caught in the branches of the trees.
他跨下他骡子跑了,他自己呢,被头发挂在树上,就是他最让他骄傲的头发挂在树上,被人用短枪刺死。The
donkey who was riding on ran off and escaped, but he himself was hung on the tree and captured by his locks, and it was the locks that he was most proud of. In the end, he was killed.
让我们再次看到骄傲是如何把一个人害死。And
from this, we can see how pride causes the death of an individual.
有人形容说圣经是父亲写的家书。Some
say that the Bible is a family book written by the father.
是情人所写的情书。Or
a book written by a lover.
但是 在这封神所写给我们的家书和情书里面，却记载这么多骄傲、使人堕落、使人失败的反面例子。But
in this family story of this love story, there's so many things about pride and.
因为神要我们知道。
Because God wants us to know.
在他的眼里，骄傲是多么严重的一件事，是多么可怕的罪。
And how serious pride is, and how terrible the sin is.
箴言第六章说，耶和华所憎恶的罪里面，第一件就是高傲的眼睛。There
are seven. Proverbs tells us that there are seven things that the Lord hates and cannot tolerate. The first is a proud look.
撒旦是如何堕落的？因为骄傲。And
how fallen was Satan because of his pride?
亚当夏娃如何堕落的？
And how did Adam and Eve fall?
他们受了蛇的引诱，想要像神一样能够分辨是非，结果就犯罪了。人堕落的根源也是骄傲。They
because of their because they were prideful, they wanted to because they were tempted by Satan the snake, and he wanted to have this knowledge of good and evil, and therefore they were fallen in.
骄傲有几个特点。
And there are several characteristics of pride.
首先，骄傲是无所不在。And
pride is in everything.
一天24小时，每一件事情都使我们有可能落入骄傲的危险。In
the 24 hours of a day, there's so many things that may cause us to fall into pride.
前一刻，我们还在圣灵的管制之下，下一秒。
In a previous moment, we may be under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, but in the next second, pride comes through us.
其次呢，骄傲有很大的欺骗性。And
pride is very deceptive.
让我们以为自己在服侍神、服侍弟兄姐妹。It
causes us to think that we're serving God, serving brothers and sisters.
其实不过是满足我们的肉体。
But rather, we're merely satisfying the flesh.
骄傲也让一个人假冒谦卑。And
pride also causes us to fake our humility.
如果有人表扬我们，感谢我们，我们嘴巴上说感谢主，感谢主，但是心里面却是美滋滋的。If
someone praises us or thanks us, even though on our lips we say thank and praise God, but in our heart we are enjoying the moment.
我们心里面有隐藏的骄傲。In
our heart, there is a hidden pride.
骄傲的另外一个特点就是它的顽强。And
another characteristic of pride is that it's tenacity.
有人说，有人用猫有九条命来形容猫的生命力的顽强。So
some we'll use say that the cats have nine lives to sort of describe how persistent the cats are.
但是骄傲的生命力更加的顽强.
But the life of pride is even more stubborn.
就像打不死的小强, 你不用翻译。
It's like the heart to kill cockroach.
在中国历史上, 东晋时期呢, 有一场著名的淝水之战。
So in Chinese history, there is a famous battle of the Fei River.
东晋以8万人马, 面对前来攻打他们的前秦的110多万的军队.
So Dong Jin was fighting against he had 80,000 soldiers was fighting against 1,100,000.
淝水之战呢，就是8万对110万的艰难的战役.
So this battle was the struggle was a difficult battle of 80,000 to 1,100,000.
我们与骄傲的征战,
our battle against pride,
是我们一生的淝水之战,
is the this Fei River battle of our entire life.
我们一刻都不能松懈, 我们到老都不能松懈.
We cannot take a breather, we cannot be lax even all the way till our old age.
我们刚刚读了马太福音第18章.
Before we read Gospel of Matthew chapter 18.
主说的话,他的门徒都听到了。
All the words that Jesus said that his disciple has heard.
但是他们好像没有听进去。
But it doesn't appear they have the words.
到了马太福音20章。
When we get to Matthew chapter 20.
雅各和约翰这两个弟兄来跟耶稣说,求你一件事,请你一定要答应我们。
James and John came to Jesus and said to, please listen to us these two things.
耶稣问他们说什么事?
Said to them, what are you asking?
他们说,赐我们在你的荣耀里,一个坐在你右边,一个坐在你左边。
So he says that in your glory, may we one of us sit on your right hand side and the other one on your left.
另外10个门徒听见就急了,他们恼怒这两个兄弟。
So when the other disciples heard of this, they became angry with the two brothers.
主耶稣把他们都叫来,告诉他们说,你们中间谁愿为大,就必做你们的用人,谁愿为首,就必做众人的仆人。
So when Jesus called all of them together and said to them, if one of you wants to be great, you must be the servant of the rest. And if you want to be the first, you must be the slave of the others.
要像用人和仆人的一样谦卑服侍。
And you must serve just like the servant and the slave.
这样的人在天国里才是最大的。
Only such an individual are the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
这是一张100年之前的照片。
This is a photo from 100 years ago.
里面有两个擦鞋匠。
There were two shoe shiners in this photo.
那照片呢的地点是史泰登岛，也有翻成史坦顿岛的船站。
So it's a Staten Island ferry.
那这两个人呢在给上班族的擦鞋。
So these two were shining shoes for the professionals.
疫情之前, 去纽约的话, 偶尔在大街上或者在一些大厅里面, 还可以看到这样的擦鞋匠。
So prior to the pandemic, if you went into the city, you can still see shoe shiners right on the street.
顾客坐在很高的椅子上, 擦鞋匠呢, 他们坐在一个小板凳上。
So the customer would sit on a very high chair, and the shoe shiner would sit on a little stool.
一个坐在上面看报纸或者打电话或者看手机。
So one would be seated up on high, reading the paper, looking at his phone or taking a call.
一个呢坐在下面为他擦鞋，把他的鞋，把顾客的鞋，把客人的鞋擦得锃亮。
And the other would be shining the shoes and making the shoes very shiny.
这是一副 服侍的图画, 是一个人怎样服侍另外一个人。
This is a picture of a service, of one serving another.
主耶稣一而再、再而三地教导他的门徒，你们要谦卑，要放下身段。
And Jesus again and again reminds his disciples that you need to lay down yourselves.
要像仆人和佣人一样彼此服侍。
And must serve one another just as a servant or a slave.
但是门徒里面的骄傲使他们没有办法谦卑服侍。
But the pride in the disciples makes it impossible for them to serve.
逾越节晚餐的时候。
During the Passover dinner.
门徒坐在餐桌前准备吃饭。
So before, while the disciples were seated, ready to eat.
却没有一个人愿意或者想到给其他的门徒洗脚。
Not one thought of or was willing to wash the feet of the others.
这个时候，主耶稣离席站起来。
It was at that moment that Jesus stood up.
他脱了衣服，用一条毛巾束腰。
And he took off his outer robe and then took a towel and wrapped around himself.
他成为仆人的样子，把水倒在盆里给门徒洗脚。
He took on the form of a servant, poured water into a bowl, and began to wash the feet of the disciples.
他用自己的毛巾把门徒的脚擦干。
And he used his own towels to dry the feet of the disciples.
神的儿子本有神的形象，与神同等。
The Son of God was with the form of God, and he was God.
他却倒空自己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
But he poured out himself and took on the form of a servant.
人子来是为要服侍人。
When the Son of Man comes, he came to serve.
我们主所做的与这个世界何等不同。
What we do versus what we read in the world, how different it is.
大家不妨脑洞大开一下，想一想。
If we can just take a moment or open our mind and think about it.
一个公司的总经理、大老板，一个学校的校长，会不会跑到咱们家帮咱们擦地板、洗马桶、包饺子？
The CEO of a company or the principal of a university, will they come to our house to wash our dishes or to help us make dumpling?
Clean toilet.
Sorry, toilet. Okay.
当然绝对不会。
Of course not.
世界上的人不会以用人、仆人的身份来服侍自己手下的人比自己小的人。
In this world, people will not be a servant to serve those who are in a lower position than themselves.
但是主耶稣却给他的门徒洗脚，然后向他们解释这样做的意义。
And but yet our Lord Jesus washed the feet of his disciples and explained to them the meaning.
我是你们的主，你们的夫子，尚且给你们洗脚，你们也当彼此洗脚。
He says, I am your Lord and your teacher, and as I wash your feet, you shall wash the feet of others.
过了不久。
Not long after.
主耶稣告诉门徒说，他要被出卖，被击打。那个时候门徒都要四处逃散。
He says that not long after he will be betrayed and be stricken, and that the disciples will scatter.
听到这样的话，彼得的骄傲被击痛了，他不服气，起来反驳说，别人会这样，但是我永远不跌倒。
But Peter was full of pride and he argued against and saying that it may be others may scatter, but I will never.
主耶稣直接就告诉彼得说，你要三次不认我。
The Lord said to Peter, three times you will deny me.
彼得说，我就是死，也不会否认你。
Peter says, even unto death, I will not deny you.
这让我们看到两件事。
This points us to two things.
彼得有爱主的心，他对主忠诚，他所说的话是发自内心的。
Peter truly loves the Lord. He is honest and he is faithful, and these words do come from his heart.
但是他高估了自己对主的爱和对主的忠诚。
But he far more exceeded. He thought much more highly of his love and his faithfulness to the Lord.
所以主允许他跌倒，而且跌得很痛，让他痛哭流涕。
So the Lord allowed him to fall and to fall such a painful and to have such a painful fall.
神为什么要这样对待他？
Why did the Lord treat him in such a way?
因为主要把教会建立在使徒和先知的根基上，以耶稣基督为房角石。
Because God desires to build his church upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets withOur Lord Jesus Christ as the cornerstone.
彼得和约翰雅各要成为教会的柱石。
Peter and James and John will be the foundation of the church.
Pillar.
Will be the pillar of the church.
只有当彼得认清自己的软弱，在神面前谦卑下来的时候，他才能够被神这样的使用。
Only until Peter acknowledges his own weakness.And humble himself. Only until then can this become a reality.
神给一个人的托付越大，这个人的责任就越大，他的试炼也就越多，越危险。
And the more burden that our Lord places upon us, the greater the responsibility, and the greater the danger this person will be in.
仇敌会利用我们内心的骄傲，破坏神的工作和神的见证。
The enemy will use the pride in our heart to destroy.And to harm the work of God.
对，在小组里面，在团契里面负责的弟兄是这样。
It is this way with the brother and sister who serve in the small groups.
对教会的负责同工也是这样。
But also the same for the co-workers, and the leaders in the church.
神会利用骄傲给教会带来纠纷、嫉妒。分裂和死亡。
And through pride, pride will bring division, death, and division, death, and shame.
保罗曾经被神带到第三层天的乐园。
Paul once was brought into the third heaven, the paradise in the third heaven by God.
他在那里听见隐秘的言语，看到许多奥秘。
He heard the secret language and the mysteries.
他是唯一去过那里的，没有之一。
He is the only one who has ever been there.
这样荣耀的经历会不会让保罗骄傲呢？
Such a glorious experience will it cause Paul to be prideful?
有这样的危险。
There is such a danger.
所以神允许撒旦的差役攻击保罗，免得他自视过高。
So God allowed Satan's attacks upon Paul, lest he be full of pride.
哥林多后书十二章第七节到第九节。
Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7 to 9.
保罗说：“又恐怕我因所得的启示甚大，就过于自高。”
Paul says, "But to keep me from being puffed up with pride."Because of the many wonderful things I saw.
所以有一根刺扎在我肉体上，就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger Satan to buffet me that I should not be exalted overmuch.
为这件事，我三次求过主，叫这刺离开我。
Concerning this thing, I besought the Lord thrice that it might depart from me.
他对我说，我的恩典够你用的。因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。
And he has said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my power is made perfect in weakness.
所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my weakness, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
如果连保罗都要学习谦卑的功课，更何况我们呢？
If Paul needs to learn the lesson of humility, how much more do we need?
我们算什么？我们有什么值得骄傲？
Who are we that we should boast?
保罗身上的刺使他谦卑在主的面前，看清自己的软弱。
The thorn upon Paul is him humbling himself before the Lord and seeing clearly.
仰望主的恩典,
and to look to gaze upon the grace of God.
所以神可以一直的大大的使用他,
so that God can greatly and continually to use him.
圣经里面有许多的教导,
there are many teachings in the Bible.
告诉我们如何来对付骄傲,
and teaches us how to deal with pride.
今天我们看两个地方,
so today let's take a look at two places.
第一个地方是罗马书12章第3节,
the first is Romans chapter 12 verse 3.
罗马书第一,12章的1和2节我们很熟悉,
we're very familiar with verses 1 and 2.
那么第三节呢, 保罗告诉我们说, 我凭着所赐的恩对你们个人说, 不要看自己, 过于所当看。
For I say through the grace that was given me to every man that is among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to be.
要照着神所分给个人信心的大小看得合乎中道。
But so to think as soberly, accordingly, according as God has dealt to each man a measure of faith.
第二处经文是腓立比书2章3节。
The second is Ephesians chapter 2 verse 3.
保罗说,凡事不可结党,不可贪图虚浮的荣耀,只要存心谦卑,个人看别人比自己强。Philippians,
doing nothing through faction or through vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, each counting other better than himself.
这两处经文都有一个很重要的字,就是看。
In these two passages, there's a very important word, which is count.
罗马书12章说, 看自己.
Oh, sorry, to look and to
count.
So, count, okay. And the Romans is to count ourselves. To.
腓立比书是说看别人.
And but Philippians is to count others.
看自己, 不要自视过高, 不要高估自己的重要性.
And when we consider ourselves, not to consider over consider ourselves.
看别人的时候,不要把别人看扁了,不要放大别人的缺点。
And but when we consider others, not to look down upon others and to overblown the shortcomings of others.
要看别人比自己强。
But rather to count others greater than or better than ourselves.
看自己也好,看别人也好,其实是一件事的两个方面。
Whether we consider count ourselves or consider others, it is just but two sides of the same.
表现出的是我们内心是否谦卑。
It demonstrates whether or not we are humble.
高看自己的必然轻看别人。
If we consider ourselves highly, then we would look down upon others.
看清楚自己的必然看别人比自己强。
If we consider ourselves clearly or appropriately, we would see others as better than ourselves.
有人问一位在教会服侍了几十年的老弟兄,
so someone once asked a brother who served in the church for decades,
在基督徒的美德当中, 哪一样是最难的?
In the Christian virtue, what is the most difficult?
这位老弟兄就用腓立比书2章3节回答说, 存心谦卑看别人比自己强。
And so he used Philippians chapter 2, 3 says to do count others better than himself.
一个传道人最大的盲点可能就是以为自己讲得到最好,最合乎真理。
And the biggest blind point for a preacher is that to consider, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
最大的盲点就是以为自己讲得到最好,最合乎真理。
Okay, the biggest blind spot for a preacher is to think to consider that that he is the most closest to the truth and as the best speaker.
做话语出口的站讲台的，如果有一点口才，有一点话语的恩赐，那么他最大的试探和危险就是骄傲。
So if a person is blessed with the gift of preaching, that or they can speak well, then
biggest temptation and danger is the pride. 就是左看右看, 都觉得自己比别人强。
And when we look upon left and look at the right, and we always feel that we're better than others.
使徒行传里有一个人叫亚波罗。
So in Acts, there's a person named Apollos.
路加说他既有学问，也有口才，最能讲解圣经，而且心里火热。
Luke records that he is an eloquent speaker and has a thorough knowledge of the scriptures.
如果我们有他的十分之一的话，我们大概都会忘了自己姓啥。
If we even has one tenth of his knowledge, perhaps we would even forget our last name.
但是亚波罗却是一个谦卑的人。
But Apollos was a very humble individual.
他拜一对支搭帐篷的夫妇为师，虚心向他们学习圣经。
He studied under a couple who were tent makers.
就像神学院里面最有学问、最有才华的教授，却常常跑到一对工人大叔和大妈的家里，向他们求教圣经的真理一样。
Just like a well-known Bible scholar going into the home of a common person's house and to study the word.
亚波罗在他们的帮助下成为一个被神大大使用的人。
And Apollos, with their help, became someone who was greatly used by God.
他在众人面前极有能力驳倒犹太人，引用圣经来证明耶稣就是基督。
And he defeated the Jews with his strong arguments in public and to prove through the scriptures that Jesus is the Messiah.
看别人比自己强，就是像亚波罗这样承认自己的短处。
To see others better than yourself is to acknowledge your shortcomings.
骄傲的人看自己的时候浑身都是长处。
Someone who is prideful, when they see, they only see their own strengths.
看别人比自己强还有一个意思呢，就是看到自己所没有的，自己所缺失的。
And to see others as better than ourselves is to acknowledge what we are missing or lacking.
有些东西我们没有，别人却有。
Some things we do not have while others do.
最明显的例子就是恩赐和经历。
The most obvious examples are gift and experience.
恩赐是神用来建造教会的，经历呢是神让信徒的生命成长。
Gift is something that God used to edify the church, while experience is something that God uses to help the believer to grow.
恩赐是圣灵按照他自己的意思分给众人的，有人有这样的恩赐，没有那样的恩赐，另外一些人呢，有那样的恩赐，没有这样的恩赐。
And the gift is given by the Holy Spirit to individuals. Some may have this gift and not others, while others may have a different gift, but not this one.
那经历呢，也很多是个人的，是没有办法复制的。
And experience is something that is very individual to the person and cannot be replicated.
有一位牧师经常去监狱里面传福音。
There's a pastor who often went into the prison to share the gospel.
一个呢，曾经无恶不作的恶棍听了他的福音之后，就信耶稣得救了。
So there was a individual who is a terrible, terrible lawbreaker who has done all kinds of terrible, horrible things, but after hearing the gospel, he became a believer.
过了一段时间之后呢，牧师带着这位刚刚信主、身上还有很多很多毛病的新的弟兄去一所关押重犯的监狱去传福音。
So not long after this pastor brought this brother who was just recently became a believer, was still has a lot of weakness and shortcomings. So they went into a prison to share the gospel with a lot of offenders.
牧师开讲，慷慨激昂，但是讲了半天，没有人被他感动，有人甚至嘲笑他。
So the pastor gave a very impassioned speech, preaching the gospel, but not a single person was moved, and even some openly mocked him.
说耶稣只爱你，牧师，他不爱我们。
So they said that Jesus only loves you, preachers, but not us.
我们是罪犯，我们坏事做绝了，耶稣不爱我们。
We are lawbreakers, we're criminals. Jesus does not love us.
这个时候，牧师旁边那位刚信主的弟兄，他一把夺过牧师手里的话筒。
And so just as that was happening, the brother next to him took, grabbed the microphone from the pastor's hand.
他站在大家面前说，兄弟们，你们干过的，我都干过。
So he stood before, in front of them and said, brothers, all that you've done, I've also done myself.
我比你们更加的罪大恶极。
I am even a greater criminal than you are.
我比你们更坏，但是我却知道耶稣爱我。
I am even worse and, than you are, and more wicked than you are, but I know that Jesus loves me.
结果那些犯人一下子就安静下来。
And all of a sudden, all the criminals and all the prisoners quieted down.
他们开始认真地听福音。
And they began to seriously consider the gospel.
这就是经历。
This is the experience.
在监狱里面传福音。牧师的经历不一定对人有啥帮助。
This experience of this pastor sharing the gospel in the prison may not be very helpful to others.
但是罪犯的经历却能够触动人心。
But the experience of this criminal can touch the hearts of others.
看别人比自己强。
To see others as better than yourself.
就是要看见、承认并且接受自己所没有的。
Is to be able to see, acknowledge, and accept that others may have what you are lacking.
神要我们学习会看。
God wants us to learn how to see, how to count.
看自己合乎中道，看别人比自己强。
And to consider ourselves consider ourselves lower than others, and consider others better than ourselves.
但是呢？要这样的会看，靠我们自己是做不到的。
To be able to see this clearly is not something that we can do ourselves.
我们只有靠神才能够做到。
We need God's help to be able to do this.
回到耶稣的门徒那边。
If we return back to Jesus and his disciples.
虽然这些门徒他们彼此争论不休，谁也不服谁。
Although the disciples argue with each other and did not concede.
但是他们到底是主耶稣的门徒。
But they are truly the disciples of Christ.
他们是跟随耶稣的。
They are people who follow Jesus.
所以当他们之间没有办法解决矛盾，不能摆平，走进死胡同的时候。
So when they're unable to resolve this conflict between themselves.
他们会来到主的面前。
They can come before the Lord.
主耶稣对他们说。
And Jesus says to them,
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone wants to follow me, he shall lay down himself and pick and follow.Take up his cross and follow me.
十字架是主耶稣的道路。
The cross is the way of our Lord.
十字架也是我们的道路。
The cross is also our path.
要致死我们的肉体，要致死我们的骄傲，只有十字架这一条道路。
Only the cross, the way of the cross, can put to death our flesh and also our pride.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
If anyone wants to follow me, he shall lay down his life.
背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Take up his cross and follow me.
奥运会的金牌只有一枚。
There's only one gold medal in the Olympic.
但是神却为他的每一个儿女都预备了荣耀的冠冕。
But our Lord has prepared a glorious crown for every single one of his children.
神的心意是，当耶稣基督再来的时候，
His desire is that when Jesus comes,
我们每一个人在天国里面都是最大的。
Every one of us will be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
都能够得到他为我们所预备的奖赏。
And that we all may receive the reward he has prepared for us.
得胜者是一个团体。
And to be overcomers is to be a corporately to be overcomers.
如果我们愿意回到小孩子的样式，谦卑舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随主。
If we want to be like a child, we must give ourselves up and take up the cross and to follow him.
有一天，我们也可以像保罗那样说。
One day we too can say just like Paul.
那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I fought the good fight.
当跑的路已经跑尽了。
I ran the good.
我进的道我已经守住了。
I ran the good race and I kept the word.
从此以后，有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And from this point on, I will have the glorious crown.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主啊，求你恩待我们。
Lord, may you be gracious to us.
使我们既然蒙召，行事为人，就与蒙召的恩相称。
So, because we've been called, and may we be worthy of the calling.
使我们凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
And may we, in all things, be humble, and be gentle, and be patient.
用爱心。互相宽容。
And may we accept one another through love.
用和平彼此联络。
And may we communicate with each other in peace.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
And protect the heart of unity in the Holy Spirit.
父啊，你帮助你的儿女。
Lord, may you, Father, may you help your children.
用十字架除去肉体。在我们身上的作为。
And use the cross to take away the flesh in us.
圣灵也带我们回到小孩子的样式。
And may the Holy Spirit bring us back to be as a little child.
像孩子那样谦卑在你的面前，谦卑在弟兄姐妹面前。
And as a little child to humble ourselves before you and also before brothers and sisters.
这是你所喜悦的样式。
This is what pleases you.
因为你就是柔和和谦卑。
Because you are gentle and humble.
帮助我们，使世人从我们身上看到主耶稣基督美丽的生命。
May the world see the beauty of Christ in us.
使荣耀归于你和你的儿子，我们的主耶稣。
May glory be to you and your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In our Lord Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
好，那感谢主，借着弟兄向我们说话。
We thank the Lord for our brother sharing.
主的话实在是很宝贵。
Our Lord's word is truly precious.
出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
Not a single, every one of his word is with power.
愿主继续祝福他的话。
May the Lord continue to bless his word.
也愿主能够在我们